Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-RIDE. Hello, Deegan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Deegan, are you sober or not sober?
I am on the way home, so sober.
Okay. All right, Deegan, welcome to Big Dummy, our men's room poll for the day. You are going to spend the day with one. Are you picking parents, kids, better half, or friends?
I'm going to say better half and friends.
Oh, you can only pick one?
Only one, better half.
Okay.
Is she in the car with him?
Yeah.
All right, Deegan, we were just talking about Emerald Downs, something to do on Father's Day, but in the world of horse racing, how many furlongs are in 1 mile?
Oh, geez. I don't really watch horse racing. I'm going to go with 5.
Now let me ask you a question. Is this like an even number, or is this like some weird number like 137?
It's actually an even number.
It is.
Yeah, it's from biblical times. So you're only going to measure it so far. But there are 8 furlongs in 1 mile.
8. Okay.
8. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that, like, this is biblically old, but the only place that still uses it.
Do they ever call that? Like, as a 3rd furlong?
I don't know. You know, just like our friend Deegan here, nobody actually watches horse racing until it's the Triple Crown.
They
mention
it.
I don't know.
Do they? Okay. But I don't know if they say they're in it or around it.
Or maybe you're a furlong ahead.
Right. If you're really around the, yeah. It's not every track's a mile.
Not every track's a mile. And honestly, outside of horse racing, I don't know that I ever hear someone use the term furlong.
It's 8 furlongs down the road and then make a right.
And that's why they invented GPS.
I'm going to do that next time someone asks for directions. Absolutely, my man. Go about 4 furlongs down this road and then take a look.
How deep is it? Mark Twain.
Mark Twain. My brother used to like to pull the, hey man, do you know how to get to, like, I don't know, the National Aquarium? He's like, yes. All right, so make a left here. All right. You're going to see a 7-Eleven. They're like, thank you. He's like, completely ignore that. Just don't even. He put out every landmark that you don't turn it. All right, your question. Such a D move. He would give them the right directions. You just had to unclutter your mind.
When you get to the corner, Boogie's going to be there. He'll have a cigarette in his mouth. It won't be lit. That's the one you want to talk to.
Right. All right, your question. The ailment known as conjunctivitis is also known by what colorful name?
Colorful name,
gangrene. Not bad. Gangrene, you got black eyes. You got another kind of eye that A.E. Dave knows all about.
Pink eye.
Pink eye.
Is that pink eye?
Yeah.
Oh.
A.E. Dave and the pink eyes. That'd be his band.
God.
We're going skydiving tonight, brother.
Skydiving. Yeah.
You say sky or eye?
Sky.
Skydiving.
Yeah, we're going skydiving. Yeah. Okay. In the book Flowers for Algernon, Algernon is what type of animal?
Algernon! Algernon. I have no idea.
Was that a gorilla?
Is it a rat or a mouse?
It was a mouse.
Mouse. That's like there's rats and rats of men.
Correct.
And then it's Algernon was a mouse, which made me wonder who wins a fight between Algernon and Stuart Little. Don't just say Stuart Little because you like him. I think Algernon would beat him to death. I know it's a horrible visual, but that's what I thought of this morning.
Stuart Little doesn't give off fighting vibes.
No, he really does not.
He's kind of a fancy dude. Yes. He's got his little convertible. It's kind of a roadster. Like, he seems easy to get beat up. Well, I mean, look, yeah.
Stuart Little, Geico Gecko.
Gecko.
Really? You think so?
Oh, before he got into advertising, he was in one of the toughest firms followed around English soccer.
I practiced jiu-jitsu. All right. Here's your question. On what TV show did Katie Holmes first achieve stardom?
Oh, dear God.
You're close, Dad. It's a show like that, but not that one.
Oh.
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
I don't really watch a lot of TV.
I mean, it went off the air in like 2002 or
somewhere around there.
Yeah, 2001.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Vanderbeek was on that show, right?
To remember that.
Vanderbeek was on that show.
Dawson's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Question five.
Known in some places as Dawson's Creek.
He's just the Beak now, right?
Yeah, everyone just calls him the Beak.
Okay.
James Vanderbeek.
Like the Hoff.
Yeah, everyone calls him the Beak.
Isn't he just the Beak now?
You're right.
I don't know that he's
the Hoff.
I don't think he goes by the Beak, but I think when people talk about him, he's like, oh, the Beak.
There was a period there, but it wasn't as big as like David Hasselhoff being the Hoff.
Look, the Hoff, he's the original. He's the Hoff. But the Beak, I'm telling you, man.
He's the original Beak.
He's taking the baton. The Beak, man.
Well, there's no other Beak.
And if there is, it's too late for you. You know someone has the last name Hoff, and they can't even be the Hoff. Like, my actual last name is Hoff. Like, but you're not the Hoff. David Hasselhoff's the Hoff. All right, your question. What two cards do you have to have if you have a big slick in Texas Hold'em?
Mm.
Big slick, two cards.
Ted knows.
You should know that, Mike.
I should.
You play Texas Hold'em?
I've been known
no,
to play.
I do not. Ace and King.
Boom.
You're on it. Okay. Nice job.
Oh. Wow. Big slick.
All right. Yeah.
I don't care what they're called, Ted. I just want to know if they make me money.
And they have to be of the same suit.
They got to be suited. That's right. That's what matters.
But pull that out of his ass and got it.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Justin. Okay, Justin, our men's room poll, you get to spend the day with one. Are you taking your parents, kids, better half, or friends?
Oh, let's see here. The last time I hung out with my buddies, I woke up on the pallet. So my friends.
Your friends.
Yeah.
All right, friends it is.
I'm saying that's easy. All right, Justin, here's your question. Who sang the song, She Works Hard for the Money?
Oh, my God, my wife's going to kill me.
She better treat her right.
I believe she just got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the last couple of years.
I believe so, yes. Posthumously.
Hey, I didn't realize she was dead. I used to have a poster of her on my wall as a kid, man. That was one of...
If it's who I think it is.
But now that's changing. You said you had a poster of her.
I remember more things about what you said in the past than what singers have done. You said you had a poster of her in your room?
When I was a kid, yeah. She was big in my younger years. And hot.
Diane Summers?
Ooh.
Donna Summers.
Donna Summers, sorry.
Donna Summers.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Tina Turner.
Did we give that to him?
Close.
You said Diane Summers. That's not. I don't know if the officials could take that.
I would take it, dude. He knows.
You can't say the
DGs.
You can't say the DGs. It's Donna Summers.
Right.
You can't say the money.
You're tracking.
They're not the Meatles. I mean, come on, man. I'm not trying to split hairs. This person isn't the Rock and Roll Hall.
I kind of remember what Thrill said years ago, but in all like get back in there.
Neil Dung.
I would have given it to you, man.
No, sorry. I love you, Justin, but no.
The Meatles. Yeah. Paul McCartney couldn't join that band. He's a vegetarian. You know, strict vegetarian.
Roger Daltrey, the Pooh.
Right. No, it's
not. Pooh, are you? Pooh, 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 pooh.
All right, your question. What color is the cross on the flag of Finland?
Oh, let's see here. I got to remember. Oh, wait. So that'd be blue?
Is it red?
Blue.
Blue.
You said blue, right? I thought you said red. Wait, no, you said yellow, right?
I said blue.
Oh,
you said blue.
Yeah, we're not going to give it to you.
I'll give you that one. How's that? All right. Got it.
Just because you got it right.
Now we're even.
Yeah, it's like the Meatles.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Gabe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Gabe, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober. I've been sober for so long.
All right, Gabe. You sound excited about that.
Yes, I am.
Men's room poll, Gabe. You get to spend the day with one. Are you taking your parents, kids, better half, or friends?
I'd probably do parents.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? All right.
What are you doing on Sunday? Are you a dad?
I am not a dad.
But you're spending the day with your dad, I hope?
Yes.
All right.
Well,
very cool.
I don't know, actually. We'll have to see.
It's up to him.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Or is it up to you? Because it's not Dad's Day. It's Father's Day.
So you know, the kid.
Right. If I call you Dad, I call you Father. Technically.
Right.
I mean, your name's Jim or whatever, right? I mean, that's how everyone else knows you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the one who says my dad, my father. It might be really up to you.
So what day do you think your guy would get more credit? Dad's Day or Father's Day? Like, if it's called Dad's Day. Dad's I mean, like, day. Dad is doing what the hell he wants.
Yeah.
Father's Day, yeah. You know what? You're right. I am a father to my children, because biologically, that is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dad to my kids, because I'm hanging out with them. And in this case, Dad wants to go to the bar. Your father would never do that. Your father would never go to the bar on Father's Day, but your dad will. Yeah.
It's like Hulk Hogan and his penis.
Yeah. No. Terry Bollea's penis is about 6 inches, but
the Hulkster,
Hulk Hogan's, has a 10-inch penis, yes. As I sit in court...
I can just trade the stenographer.
Right, the stenographer had to type that. Think about it. The stenographer had to type up Terry Bollea's penis is 6 inches, the Hulkster's, a.k.a. Yes, Hulk Hogan's. It was repeated. That's a hell of a job.
You're in court, dude. You are in court.
Oh, no, my penis, much smaller.
Terry's 5 inches.
Yeah.
Hulkster.
But Hulkster, I'm telling you.
It's a foot.
He is hung like a polo pony.
Got him.
Me, not so much.
And he won.
Yeah, no.
He won the trial.
All right. Your question. The arc reactor powers what superhero?
Superman.
Iron Man.
Look at Ted.
Yeah.
Your nerdy wisdom.
Well, he has no special powers other than he's got money. So right. He would need something like that to generate all his suit.
Agreed.
Whereas, like, other superheroes have, Black Panther had some special stuff.
Yeah, vibranium.
Vibranium.
Is there a broke-ass superhero that doesn't have special powers? Right? Because your point... Look, man, you say Iron Man, right? He has no particular superpowers.
General, I guess.
And he's a lawyer.
He's a broke-ass lawyer.
Right.
Aquaman.
He has a heightened
echolocation,
sense. He has a heightened sense of hearing because he's blind.
Aquaman. Right, but it's echolocation, which so at night, right, you have vision. I turn off all the lights, find me. Echolocation, like you are right there, brother. I'm saying that's a special weird
What did Bruce Banner do? Because
he lost his parents.
Well, he must have been
Bruce
poor.
Banner, no.
Because
he was a doctor.
Why didn't
he was a scientist because he couldn't lift the car off of his wife. The adrenaline you should have to save someone that needs the bends to not.
Dude, it's Superman. He was a journalist.
So he loaded himself up.
He's
with
poor.
Gamma.
No, but what I'm saying is he never went out and bought Hulk fitting clothes. He must have been poor. You figure,
you know what, that's a good call.
Yeah, he's always just walking around and ripped up stuff.
Like just grow into it.
I think one of the movies he was like, you know, you start investing in stretchy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good for
you. Yeah, like if I got that giant and turned into the Hulk when I was angry, like if I was, again, if I'm watching Maryland football or a Mariners game, I would put on the Hulk-sized clothes.
Right.
I know it's coming.
And he never
I'm going to get angry.
I know it's coming.
And he never bitches. Like, damn it, I just bought this shirt.
I think like, he would, went Goodwill.
That would be my first
response. Went Goodwill, dude.
Damn it, there were a bunch just popping.
He only bought band tees of bands he didn't like.
So maybe that's why he is rich, is because, to be fair, you're not going to find
Whole
clothes.
You're right, he buys new stuff every time.
You're not going to find Whole clothes either.
Right.
It's not like you walk down the aisle, you know, you got small, medium, large, extra large, 2X, and Hulk.
Somebody said, no, Tony Stark, special powers, that he's super smart. That's how he built a suit. Listen, man.
That's super smart.
That's not super smart. To be an engineer, to have that mind is fantastic. Like, Einstein did not have a superpower. He's just smarter than
Rapper. He's super smart also, in the way that we would say he's super smart.
But here's the difference. The reason he could build a suit, look, a broke-ass person might be as smart as Tony Stark. How do they finance building the suit?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
And he built it in a cave with a box of scraps.
That's a good point, man.
Yeah. Saved his life.
I'm just saying, I can't think of a broke-ass superhero that also does not have a special power. Because they say, like, oh, Peter Parker, as Spider-Man. Man, he grew up very humbly. I'm like, right, he's also freaking Spider-Man.
Right.
Right? He's not Batman.
Very
he's
humbly.
Not, yeah, he's a vigilante. I'm like, because he has a, if I had a superpower, I'd be a vigilante,
he
too.
He lives in New York City. He ain't broke.
If I know
what about Spider-Man?
That's what we're just saying. Spider-Man. He can shoot webs out of his wrist. He's considerably stronger than you. Jesus, man, he can jump from rooftop to rooftop.
Robin.
He hangs out with the rich dude. And he gets his ass beat all the time.
Just
he's not broke. He was an orphan, but he's living really well. Is Robin the closest you've got?
I got to go with Miles on this one.
So Robin is the rep for
Robin
broke
rode
ass.
The coattails of Batman. There is nothing special
about
Robin.
Not a good representation.
Robin. There's never been a good representation of Robin. Even all the Batman movies that actually were cooler wasn't the Adam West style. Like, the Robin that showed up in there is like, yeah, but Bruce bought you that suit.
Okay. Damn. Somebody here says Hawkeye. I don't know if Hawkeye was broke or not.
He's got some pretty damn good precision. He's military, so...
So he could have been broke, so joined the military, came out of the... All right, I will say Hawkeye's a better representation than Robin. If you said, I'm from the broke-ass superhero club with no special powers, I don't want Robin knocking door to door. Hawkeye, maybe.
Yeah, but he's got a nice little remote cabin with, what's her name, as a wife.
All right, somebody here says Ant-Man was broke. Right, but the problem is he had a special power.
Given to him by his father-in-law.
Right. It's anyone just broke, stays broke, gets no superpower, goes out there and just beats people's ass.
Pym technology that he was using. No, it's the supervillains that are broke and they end up...
And they end up angry, right? Because they're as smart as Tony Stark, but never had the money, right? That's all I'm saying. Therefore, we need a broke ass, I have no special power superhero.
No, we don't.
I smoke cigarettes and break bottles over people's
heads. Here's my argument. It's because all those broke ass people that got the superhero stuff, they turned into villains. Poor people cannot afford the power.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, you broke? You can't have a superpower, man.
It.
Yeah.
You're not responsible.
All right, Gabe, if you'd shut up for a second, here's your question. What Asian dog breed is notable for its blue or black tongue?
Oh, I've never really known dog breeds.
Known to be eaten.
No. Not the Shih Tzu.
Chow
is the ugliest dog. It is the Chow.
Question four, Gabe.
Some lady just wrote a thing about, if you want a dog that's not complicated, that you're really going to be happy you have, do not get a Shih Tzu. And then she just showed a picture of her dog. Right. And I thought, you can just look at it and say, we would not get along. I don't know what it is about that breed. I'm like, no.
We're getting a few coming in here. Ted, they go Luke Cage.
Was he broke?
He was, but he kind of started his own business. It's like, dude, I'm super strong now. You can hire me.
Punisher keeps showing up on a handful of texts as well.
Somebody says Robin was a gymnast in a circus. Okay, well, that's not a superpower.
No, right. Well, he got rich because Bruce Wayne adopted him.
Right.
Yeah.
How many carnies do you know that are just rolling in it?
When you ask the question, none. All right. Your question, what is the largest cultivated crop in the United States?
Got to be corn.
Yep. Nice job.
All right,
one.
Gabe, very good. All right, by the way, people, it's for just a broke-ass superhero. No superpowers. They say the kid from Kick-Ass, broke, no special power. Fine. Man. He's just not in the general sense of superheroes, but I feel what you're saying. Peter from the Deadpool movies, but what did he do? Green Lantern had a freaking ring, man. Come on, dude. What are you saying?
Right.
How about Groot?
Groot's an alien.
I mean,
the question was superpower.
Right. So Superman is an alien. So to him, it's not a superpower. It's just, I can crush
this. This is what he does.
But from our perspective, superpower.
What does Groot do?
I was going to say, what would Groot's superpower, if he came down to Earth and he said, I'm going to be a superhero.
He's an Ent, basically. He's just a tree man.
But is that a superpower?
Yeah. No, that's just what he is.
Right, but I mean, okay, so what does he do to impress us?
So I still like
Aquaman doesn't swim real fast or anything.
Oh, he does.
Does he?
Oh, you got to see him.
He breathes underwater. He talks to fish.
Well, congratulations. He's lonely.
Mm-hmm. He's like the deep in Boys.
I mean, damn.
Exactly.
At least the deep,
deep
does superhero kind of fun stuff.
You talk to fish, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good time.
More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Just in time for Father's Day, the 10 worst foods for grilling. Coming up with the head chef and 10 meat and potatoes on the way at the 4:30. Right after the game, notice Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello! Adam, welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Adam, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to spend the day with one in honor of Father's Day. Will it be your parents, your kids, better half, or friends?
Oh, my kids.
Taking the kids. How old are the kids?
4, 5, and 17.
Wow. Okay, that's quite the gap.
Yeah. Same mother for all three?
That's negative.
Okay. Otherwise, I'm like a super surprise somewhere.
I bet you were super surprised, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. Look out. Yes, again?
The little ones are, they're lovingly nicknamed Oops and Oh Crap.
That sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Mine used to be, what was it, misdemeanor and felon.
So the first time you could basically have sex again, you got her pregnant again.
Yeah, thanks to COVID.
I was going to say, I mean, that,
got more
is, that,
time together.
Is that 16 months?
Just about, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My kids are 18 months apart. Do the math. Hey, the doctor says, cool. Why are your pants already off? All right, your question. What common treat is made from chicle?
Rice Krispies.
From trickle?
Chickle.
Chickle.
Babies are made from trickle. This is made from chicle.
Common treat. This can't be hummus because that's chicle.
It's not hummus. This is something that you don't eat it, but you put it in your mouth.
Gum.
Gum, yes.
Oh.
Like chiclets.
Like chiclets.
There you go. That's where chiclets came from.
Right? Right.
So in Mexico, they even call gum chicle. And then chicle itself is a substance that basically just means sticky stuff. So chicle.
Was there ever a time there was any part of a horse that was used, involved in making gum?
I feel like I know where you're going, and I feel like I've heard this before. I don't know. Maybe back in the olden days.
All right, yeah, because, I mean, I've heard it, but I don't know if that's based in any truth at all.
I don't know, and it's certainly not the case now, at least as far as I know. Who knows? Am I chewing horse? All right, your question. And what part of the body are the ossicles found? The ossicles.
In your feet.
My back testicles? That would be your ears. I'm not sure what they are, but you have ossicles in your ears.
How you spell it?
O-S-S. Ickles. O-S-S-I-C-L-E-S.
Is it the middle part right here?
Maybe. Ossicles?
A very small...
Something that oscillates? Is it the hairs?
One of those in the middle ear.
And what does it do?
Okay, it's... Yeah, they're all the way back there. You can't see it. It's inside of your ear.
I've never seen my ossicles.
Little itty bitty bones inside your ears.
All right, your question. What state is home to the Great Sand Dunes National Monument?
Well, let's go with Oregon.
Ah, is it Utah? Close.
Nevada.
Close.
California.
Colorado.
Colorado.
All right. Question four, Adam. Tells you what
National
we know.
National Monument.
Oh.
Specifically, yeah. All right. What flower do florists often refer to as mums?
That's mums flower right there.
I don't know. Daisies. I don't know flowers.
I know you don't know flowers, man. I didn't know flowers, but this is one of those
carnations.
Things. I'll tell you that. It's in the name.
Chrysanthemums.
Chrysanthemums. Yeah. It is amazing, and I don't know if women are just born with this ability, and if not, how you've had the time in your life to learn this, but there is no flower that my wife or any of her female friends can look at and not identify.
Mm-hmm.
A weed is one thing. It's just, it amazes me. You know, they'll talk about planting flowers, right? And to me, you find a flower you think looks good and you plant it. It's the beginning and end of my whole planting situation. They will talk for hours, and they list off all these flowers, right? And I'm thinking, I don't know what any of these look like. I don't know what you're talking about. I can't even imagine what you're saying. And they just track the whole time. It is amazing me. Every freaking woman I've ever met. It's weird. All right. Your question. Which famous entrepreneur is credited with inventing the weekend?
Einstein.
Ford. Henry Ford.
Question five.
That's got to be a little bit of irony.
It is a bit of irony, but think about it. We're used to it now, so you don't give it much thought. But at the time, it's like, here's the deal I'll make with you. Right?
I thought he had some pretty brutal conditions until some labor unions started up. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong. But the person who's going to get credit is going to be Henry. Because here's a guy that's now employing all these people that says, you know what? I'm going to give you Saturday and Sunday off. And we'll do an 8-hour workday. Not from the kindness of his heart, but he's the guy that gets credit for it. Right? You lean that way down, but he gets the credit. But I think they're even like, you know what? Take the credit if you'll do this. That's fine. By the way, I also would have accepted Abel Tesfaye.
Bless you.
That's the guy who actually is the weekend, as in the same. Canadian. All right. Your question. What French word for sled is given to a winter Olympic event?
Toboggan.
What I said.
Luge.
Correct.
This one's for the losers.
This isn't going well today, fellas.
Sorry, man, you got Father's Day coming up. You forget all about it.
Or maybe your kids will reference how bad you were.
Oh, here's my dumb father on Father's Day. All right, Adam, your question.
We'll order for him.
Do you like your steak, Dad?
All right, question. What kind of animal was the dodo?
A bird.
Yes.
There you go.
Played.
All right.
Why is it that we yell at people who either someone's confirmed they can't hear, right? They'll say they're deaf, and like somehow you raise your voice like that, it doesn't work, or someone who you think slow. And even like teachers to do it, like, Billy, put down the glue. And I'm like, Billy can hear you clearly. He just likes to eat glue.
Or they speak a different language.
Right. You're not really yelling at him. It's kind of like you're yelling to him.
Well,
do you like your steak cut? Like, they can hear you.
Typically, you speak to the person the way they speak to you. So if they're a slow speaker and you know it based on their age, based on a lot of other things, you tend to ape that cadence.
You think so?
Yes.
So you think Billy eating glue is yelling back to the teacher?
Look, man, I know this.
I like Albers!
I know this from calling Chinese.
Hey,
first-hand experience. Just like, did I really just say that?
Or getting cigarettes. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
I like Albers. Hola.
Hola.
Josh, are you sober or not sober?
Unfortunately, sober.
That's all right, Josh. Okay, you're going to spend the day with one, Josh. You taking your parents, kids, better half, or friends?
I don't have any kids, so I will hang out with my parents.
I was going to say, then take the kids.
The kid, perfect. All right, Josh. Here's your question. We were talking about superheroes. What superhero team includes Cosmic Boy, Saturn Girl, and Lightning Boy? This is a DC property.
Thunderbolts?
Not a bad guess. The Legion of Superheroes. I Googled this. Does not look like something out of the Cosmic Boy, Saturn Girl, Lightning Boy. I would take the Frozone thing my daughter threw out, and I would go like, no, I'd go by Icy Uranus.
The superhero D-class.
Yeah, that is
the bottom of the chess club of superheroes.
The chess club of damn. All right. Your question, what winter sports are you playing if you use the term Bondspiel?
Bondspiel.
Give me a hint. It's one of those sports that everyone I know looks at and says, I think I could do that. Winter sport. Yes.
Curling.
That's a curl.
I know. I'm like weightlifting.
I know. Weightlifting, Ted.
Crazy.
I said winter. Oh, curling.
Hey, dummy.
That one's on me.
Yeah.
Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jen, are you sober or not sober?
Come on, you know.
No.
I'm not sober.
Okay. What have you gotten into today, Jen?
Just smoking a little weed, you know?
Okay. All right. Nothing too crazy. Okay, Jen, you're going to spend the day with one on our men's room poll. Are you taking your parents, kids, better half, or friends?
You know, I'm going to do my better half because he's been away for like 4 months for work, so...
That's what he's telling you.
Yeah. Well, who's he working?
So he actually owns his own, like, contracting business. So he's just been out doing a bathroom remodel, and it's been 4 months too long, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, well, the woman who lives there keeps wanting additional things done.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to need an addition to that, you know what I mean.
And what would you say if someone said, no, Jen, I don't know what you mean. Please explain. I don't know what you mean. Why do you speak in riddles? All right, Jen, here's your question. What flying insects are classified into two main families, Hesperioidea or Papilionoidea? Papilionoidea, yeah. It's a flying insect. Two main families there, Hesperioidea and Papilionoidea.
The last one you said. Yeah, that one.
No, those are the two families that these insects are classified under. What is the insect?
Oh, I have to guess.
Yes.
Isn't it an ant?
No, that's kind of the whole thing with Big Dummy. See, you call in. We're just going to ask you a question. And look, the question is pretty random. I admit it. I mean, who knows?
You know, okay,
but
this,
when we ask.
Really, the weed is just really good, all right?
Okay.
Sorry, guys. My bad. I love you guys. I mean, my bad.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
But you called and thought you could play, you know?
Yeah. You're doing a bang-up job, though. By the way, the answer is butterflies.
Oh, butterflies.
Butterflies.
All right.
Butterflies.
Thank you, Jen. All right. See, now, Is she the one we had? Jen, how do you like your steak?
Hey, I got to go away for four months. Yeah, 4 months. Yeah, that's it. Maybe five. Not sure yet. But hasta la vista.
What? My husband misses me, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
6 months, yeah. Looks like now. Yeah, cost of lumber slowing everything down.
It's going to be a couple more months.
Yeah. A lot of work out here, apparently. Now her friends wants me to help her on her place.
And what can I do? Mm-hmm. You know?
Gotta take
where
the work is.
All right, Jen, your question. How many ships does each player start with in a game of Battleship?
Seven.
Cheater. Ooh. You got an armada. Five.
Got the carrier, the battleship, the cruiser, the submarine, and the destroyer. Okay. When's the last time you played a game of Battleship?
It's probably the last game I played, I think.
When was the last time you played?
Probably within a decade.
Oh, really?
1969.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to be on 5 months.
I don't know. That might shorten.
You rose my battleship.
Might be another 10 months. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yes, we do.
Now you're tracking.
All right, Jen. How many states border Mexico?
Ooh. Gimme.
Four.
Yep, you got it.
Same number of months your husband has been working hard.
And I'm driving the whole border.
Yeah. Working hard. Yeah.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Kenny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Kenny, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Kenny, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, in honor of a Father's Day, you get to spend the day with only one. Will you take your parents, kids, better half, or friends?
I take my kids.
Taking the kids, how old are they?
There's 13, 11, and 4.
So you're probably already spending the day with them on Sunday, right?
I would love to, but I have to work.
That sucks, man.
You have to work?
Yeah.
I hope you're working at church.
Can you at least go down to dinner or something?
No, I work evening.
Of course.
Breakfast, maybe.
That would be nice.
Yeah, Denny's.
Yeah, I'm telling. Hey, man, we're going to freaking Denny's.
You're getting pancakes.
Right? Yeah. I want the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. What is it? Moons Over My Hammy? Is that a real one?
Yeah.
That's a real one.
It's a real one. All right, your question. What historical figure said, quote, "I came, I saw, I conquered"?
God, that's dang.
I should know this, but I don't know.
What were you going to say?
I'm not. I don't know.
Napoleon.
Genghis Khan.
Julius Caesar.
Turn the microphones off.
Hey, God. Jesus. Leave it to Beanie Beanie Beachy.
Yeah, I couldn't drag it out too long. Oh, and I saw him conquered.
Yeah.
All right, your question. To answer everything you asked me. What if I smoked a cigarette first? All right, your question. What punk band released the album London Calling?
What was that?
What punk band released the album London Calling? Right on.
Oh, gosh.
Had a little rockabilly sound as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I know it's wrong, but let's just go Green Day.
The Clash.
Damn it, Steve.
That's all how you read it.
That's right. I just flipped the page there, did you? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, continues on the other side.
Look at that.
My bad.
There's more.
Hey, that's where we're going to pawn it off of corporate reaches. But hey, man, I wasn't thinking it was written on two sides. All right, your question. Actor James Doohan played what Star Trek character on the original series?
Oh. Yeah, I never watched Star Trek.
Do you know any of the characters' names? It's not Spock. It's not Kirk. It's not Dr. McCoy.
Not Sulu.
Not Chekhov. Be funny if he was Sulu.
No.
Scotty?
Scotty.
Scotty.
Mr. Scott.
I'm giving it all she's got, Captain.
Question four.
Hey, Scotty. Give a little more, huh?
Scotty, babe, what are we doing down here?
Scottish bastard. He can't get anything right.
Can't do nothing.
Freaking Scotty.
All right, your question. Ford Motor Company introduced what vehicle in 1964?
1964.
The Mustang.
Wow.
Nice job, Gabe.
All right, car guy.
Very good. Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Connor, sober, not sober.
I am sober.
All right, Connor, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, you're going to spend the day with what? Are you taking your parents, kids, better half, or friends?
Friends.
Friends it is.
All right, Connor. Here's your question. What classic science fiction movie features a giant robot named Gort?
Gort?
Gort. Yeah, sadly, that is the name.
Gort.
Gort. That's the sound
How
you make.
Old? Are we talking 90s, 80s, what?
Before then. I think it was in black and white, if I remember the story.
Ooh, Gort.
Gort.
Oh. Man, I don't know. Hell. Say, the Tin Man, I don't know.
The Tin Man. Me, the day the earth stood still. Gort.
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 Gort. Y'all will gort your teeth.
Gort.
Hey, you should clean that up. You got some gort.
What is this in your underwear, man? It's like gort.
I can smell it.
You just throw those away.
It smells like bleach and feta cheese.
You're going on this gort on his athletic socks. Thinks I'm stupid.
All right.
All right, your question. Roquefort, Manchego, and feta cheeses are all produced from what animal's milk? Bat.
Goat.
Bat. Sheep.
Damn it.
Sheep.
Sheep.
Damn it. Bat cheese. Would you have it's bat
like,
cheese?
Like I would try bat cheese.
Like Ted with a shepherd's pie.
It's always sheep.
Right.
Sheep.
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 Bat cheese.
Sheep. Lamb.
Would you try weasel cheese?
Weasel cheese?
Before bat cheese. You got bat cheese, weasel cheese.
Oh, I'd eat weasel cheese before bat cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
What about possum cheese?
I'll take some weasel cheeses.
You would eat weasel cheese before bat cheese. I'm sorry, man. What? Weasel cheese.
Stop.
That's where the gourd is. Yeah.
Your charcuterie board does not have weasel cheese.
You should have asked it for that at that Outback Steakhouse.
It's a weasel cheese.
Give me the weasel cheese.
We got the weasel cheese.
You get a weasel cheese wheel?
Is this real weasel cheese?
Big ballers.
Yeah, I would have fancy.
Trust me, I will do it within the next 2 weeks.
I
will be
I
somebody
to.
For the, somewhere for the charcuterie. I think I got a kid's birthday on Saturday for a friend that probably have a fancy one. Weasel cheese, huh?
Weasel cheese.
I did. You guys did it again.
All right, your question. What is the capital of Australia?
Oh, man. Is it Melbourne?
Oh, is it Sydney?
Nope.
Is it Christchurch?
That's New Zealand.
That's New Zealand.
Perth.
No. Nope.
That's too far west.
What's another one?
Northern. You've heard of it, but you haven't heard
You've
of
heard
it.
Of it. Canberra. Or maybe you have not heard of it. The look on your face is...
No, that's...
Yeah, I would have got
no
that one.
No
All right. Well, now you know. Canberra. All right. The day after Christmas is St. Stephen's Day, better known as what?
St. Stephen's Day.
We should teach us.
What was that?
Well, I don't know.
Return Day.
The day. We don't celebrate it. Canada celebrates it. England celebrates it. Yeah.
Huge.
Do we know the name of it?
Oh, yeah.
The Sweet Science.
Am I going to be mad?
Squared Circle.
Probably. Probably.
Type of dog.
Day of the D.
Boxing Day?
What is it?
Boxing Day?
There you
okay.
go.
Yes.
All right. What do you think? One more?
One more.
One more.
He's smart.
Why the
hell? Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the men's room.
He's been horrid.
Hola.
Terrell, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober Terrell. Okay. Okay, you get to spend the day with one. Are you taking parents, kids, better half, or friends?
Kids all day.
Kids. All right, sweet. Yeah. How many kids you got?
Two.
How old are they?
23 and 16.
Okay, all right. You're almost out of the clear.
Does the 23-year-old ever want to shake the 16-year-old off so the two of you can hit the bar?
Me and the 23-year-old just had shots last night.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right, Terrell, here's your question. Who was the founder of the Mongol Empire?
Genghis Khan.
Damn.
One and done.
One and done.
All right, hang on. Before we let you go, let me ask you a true or false question here. Let's see. True or false? Electric.
Hold on, wait. Before we get there,
yes.
I want to say my grandmother was a teacher. Her auntie was a teacher. Like, I grew up.
That's a funny way to end the call.
Once again, Men's Room Colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Didn't teach you proper English.
I might be an F up.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the 10 worst foods for grilling. That's on the way at 4:30. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.